calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening. Welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave, and I'm located in the town of Preston. I will be your net controls for this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio subjects. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. Also, and catch my breath, the TipsNet is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins, and when everyone has been checked in, we'll go down to the list of comments and questions. During the check-in process, please note if you have a comment or a question pertaining to the net. Well, there are three sections to the TipsNet. The first is an open round of questions and comments. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. The third section is an opportunity for those wishing to swap, sell, or seeking amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and release the mic button exactly like this. And listen to ensure that no one else has called the same time that you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and mention if you have a comment or question. Let me reset. This is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. We will be taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Good evening to all. Nothing specific as far as the topic, but something will probably come up.
Here is Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November, Bob in Montville. No topics yet.
One Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey, Chuck in Groton, no topics. Here is
number Kilo 1 Victor Steve Coventry, no topics yet.
Very good. We'll recognize K6PDG, K1RMN, W1FJW, and NK. K1V. Good evening to all. Thanks for checking in. In case you weren't listening, I kind of jumped in here at the last minute, so I don't have any specific topics. There's a couple of things stirring around here, so since there's nothing yet, let me just throw something out there and see if it sticks to anything. Let's talk about modes. What kind of modes do you like to operate on amateur radio? And I bring this up because this weekend there was, among all the contests, there was a RTTY contest, radio teletype. And I always like to jump into those because it's usually a simple exchange. This one happened to be signal report and serial number. So, of course, during the contest, you know everyone's 59 or 599. If you can copy them, you can, that's what they are. So, it's kind of fun. They go quick. I didn't spend the entire 24 hours or whatever operating, but I do enjoy that mode in particular. It's kind of fun. So, let's talk about modes. So let's go to Kevin, and I'm sure that Kevin likes to operate a mode where he can talk. K1DCT in the tips net.
Well, you haven't made my comment for me, so I have nothing further now. I like a la mode. I do like a la mode a lot. Anyway, again, good evening to all. Bob, nice to hear you. Modes, we'll start out with that, and then I thought of one or two others, little spurious things, doesn't matter whether they grow legs or not. But modes, that is an interesting topic because I've recently been thinking and had a couple conversations with ham friends about the fact that I may have done it once, ever had a QSO, ever worked another amateur in AM mode. So that's something that I think I'm going to try pretty soon. You know, I'll tell you what's made me bashful about it is a lot of these AM stations I've listened to on the ham bands. Even before I was a ham, when I was a kid, I used to listen to the AM operators on 75 meters, 80 meters, and 160. These guys are incredibly technical. Anybody who knows me knows I'm not a super technical person. So it's like, well, would these guys even accept me on the air in their QSO or their net or whatever? They might think I'm a bumbling fool, which I am, but I try not to show it. But I would like to work some AM, so I think that's something that's doable with the rig I have. So, let's see. I'm not that interested in digital, although someday I'd like to try some packet. Let me reset. Technically considered a digital mode, and I do plan at some point this year to get back on CW. This radio, the ICOM 7200, will generate its own side tone and so forth, so all I need is a set of paddles, I guess, or a key or whatever. But yes, you're right, Dave. Most of what I like to do is talk, so single sideband, and of course FM over here. Although I wouldn't mind if I ever have the opportunity to do some 2-meter or 6-meter single sideband. I think that would be cool. But, yeah, that's my thoughts about modes. And why don't I be quiet, and maybe next round I'll share a few other little thoughts that may or may not lead to something. K6PDG back to net.
All right, very good, Kevin. Well, good comments, and I figured you liked to talk, and knowing when you were licensed, I know you at least learned CW, so at one point, it's gets a little rusty and dusty, but it doesn't take much to polish it up. I myself operated QRP CW for years. I mean, just that's all I did. I really enjoyed it. I never considered myself a fast operator, you know, really high speed, but I just had a good time. So, because somewhere along the way, someone told me that I had a face for radio and a voice for CW. So, with that comment, we'll get on to Bob. K1OMN, go ahead, any comments about modes that you like or dislike, or if you'd like to interject something else. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet. We'll circle back to Bob. I know he has probably some pressing business. So let's find out what Chuck has to think tonight about modes or maybe something else. I will throw in I'll save that about the AM. I have a couple of comments when we come back to Kevin. But Chuck, let us know what you think about modes you like or dislike. K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Well, mode I like is, modes I like is FM, I think is one of my favorites because the high quality sound, somebody that's stone deaf like me can hear FM a little better. Sideband I can do, not quite as good, but it goes further, so I like HF sideband. Then you get down into the, there's still others I like. I like APRS because I can take my HT for a walk and come back to the house, look on the map and see where I've been. I like slow scan TV. I've done a little of that. And I do some FT8. Which is nice because you can go an amazing distance on a tiny signal, but you can't really exchange much information, so it's not really like radio. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, well, very good. Thanks for your comments, Chuck. Yeah, I mean, FM's good. I like the FM 2 meter or 6 meter, even 10 meters when 10 meter FM was popular. So, certainly a lot of good stuff. Never done any slow scan TV, but or any satellite for myself. But you know, hopefully there's still time. So let's get on to Steve, see what he has to say about modes. Maybe he's got an update about his tower project and the grounding involved and some of those things that I'm dredging up from past weeks. So Steve, go ahead. NK1V, this is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
I can't get in my head to get everything all squared away with that. I have messed around a little bit
play with DMR stuff a little bit. Did not really like that. I am still working with D-Star, trying to get that going, just some more lack of time, and, you know, I get Mike shy when I get on there trying to search on repeaters, because I don't know any of those guys that use it or anything, so it's any sad thing. That's something I kind of just like to dabble with, only because most of my radios have it, and I figure I should know how to use it. But, yeah, kind of a mix, but not too much on the regular digital stuff, and I haven't got into any of that yet, and I would love to be able to do CW, which is on my list of things that I try to work on here and there. Back to net, NK1B.
All right, very good, Steve. Yeah, well, you know, you came into the hobby in the later years, so CW was not a requirement when myself and Kevin were licensed. I'm not sure about Bob and Chuck when they actually got licensed, but, you know, back then it was a requirement. So, you know, and everybody kind of like, okay, I got to do this. And some people got it done and then walked away from it, and others got it done and fell in love with it. So that is one of the wonderful things about this hobby, is there is a place for you to find that you'll truly enjoy, and maybe several places. And the FT8, actually there's FT4 now. I do some of that, but every contact is like a contest. It's, you know, to put it rather bluntly, wham bam, thank you ma'am, and, you know, next contact. So that's my thoughts about that. At this point, we'll take a break and look for some other check-ins. If there are additional check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, please come now with your call sign slowly.
There is Kilo Charlie 1, Kilo Lima Whiskey, Jerry and Preston.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Mike Papa Zulu Griffin in East Haddam.
Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November, I'm back.
All right, very good. I have Jerry, KC1KLW, Griffin, KC1MPZ, and recognize K1RMN back in the group. Jerry or Griffin, did you have any comments or questions that you'd like to bring up to the net this evening?
Dave and everyone on the net. No, I have no real questions. I was just listening in, and I'd like to check in when possible. Back to net, KC1KLW.
Hello, net. I don't have any questions, but as far as comments go, I just got my ticket yesterday, so I was listening to the first part of the net here, so I figured I would check in when you called for any new check-ins, but thanks for having me. KC1MPZ.
All right, well, fine business. Jerry and Griffin, congratulations on the new license. Glad to have you. Check in anytime. That's what this net is for, is to give people the opportunity to ask questions and make comments and, you know, try and figure out things or share your experiences. So I'm going to jump around a little bit here, since there's no set pattern. I'm going to give Bob, K1RMM, a chance to talk about modes which so far is the topic, mode you like or dislike, and then I'll jump down to Jerry to just mix it up a little here. K1DCT, this is the TipsNet. Over to you, Bob.
K1RMN to the net. Modes, I like phone, and FT8. I've done some PSK, chatted with a few of you guys. Not a CW guy yet. I got a long ways to go to learn on that one. Haven't done AM. I pushed the button on the radio, but don't really know enough about it yet, so I haven't really done too much of that. But do enjoy contesting on 40 and 20 meters, and then at night around now, getting down on 80 meters and being able to chat away with those guys. And then just turning on FT8 and bouncing from band to band to band is an awful lot of fun. K1 Armin, back to net.
All right, very good. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, this, like I mentioned, there's a place for everybody. You can find the items that you like or the ones you dislike. And I have operated on AM, on the HF bands just to see how it worked, and not a big fan of it, but like Kevin mentioned, they're very technical, and I can imagine these people have some serious microphone and audio, audio production type equipment to, make them sound like they're broadcast quality. All right, so I'm going to skip down to Jerry just to see if he has any comments about modes, or maybe he's come up with something else, what he likes or what he'd like to get into. So go ahead, KC1KLW, this is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Again, KC1KLW here. I'm working on upgrading my ticket. I'm going level up, and I want to explore the world of the 80, the 40, and the 20 meter world, and I like to play in that arena. So I'm working on my education for that. I really enjoy the hobby. Justin, I'm meeting the guys and going on field days, and I enjoy everything about this hobby. So I'm just happy to be doing it. I have no real questions just now because I haven't done much of anything, so I haven't got any trouble to get out of and need help on right now. What I'm working on is designing some circuits for power supplies and batteries and solar cells charging systems. So I'm doing a lot of research on that so I can build my own circuits and put them to use. That's my main thrust right now. KC1KOW, back to net.
All right, very good, Jerry. Well, glad to hear you're going to go for the upgrade and explore the some of the other realms of ham radio. I've been around, I think coming up this month, it'll be 42 years I've been playing at this thing, so, and still haven't done it all, and not sure I will, but that's okay. And let's go down to Griffin, KC1MPZ, New Ham. That's an exciting feeling. Maybe you can tell us what your interests are, where you're headed. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
This is KC1MPZ, and I'm very excited to have my I have my technician's license. I took the test last week, and then I got my ticket yesterday. It showed up in the database. Other than that, I mean, I have a little bit of an interest in radio, so I'm sure that's going to grow here pretty soon. But I'm an electrical engineer, and then on the side, I do a lot of different electronics projects and stuff like that. So, yeah, all that kind of fun stuff. So obviously, I haven't done anything on any other modes, but reading up on some stuff, it seems like a lot of the digital stuff is pretty cool. Yeah. All right. KC1MPZ.
All right, Griffin. Fabulous. Glad to hear it. I think like a lot of us, you'll find what you like in this hobby, and you certainly got the technical background. So, as a lot of us have, but some haven't. So, but that's okay too. There's a place for everyone here in this hobby. So. With that, we're at the bottom of the list, and I know I've jumped around a bit, a little disorganized, but I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. So at this point, I'll look for any additional check-ins to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Please call now. Right. Well, I guess I haven't enticed anyone with my melodious voice, my keen sense of wit, my large line of baloney, but that's okay. We'll head back to the top of the list, get back to Kevin, and see what he thinks about what everybody said, about modes. Maybe wants to send out a welcome to Griffin as a new ham, if we can vaguely remember how exciting that was. So over to you, Kevin. K6PDG, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Fine job. And yes, with net control, you have a wide berth, and I think most of us respect that. No matter what net you're on, you kind of go with what net control, let them call the shots, and I think it's kind of fun. Mix it up, do a little bit differently. I used to, when I was an EC for Aries out in Oregon, I used to mix it up a little bit with the way I did the roll call, because people got to be in the practice of listening to instructions. But welcoming new hams is always a priority to me, and I think it is to most people. And a big, warm welcome to Griffin. Your signal sounds great. Your audio is perfect. You sound like you've got a great radio presence, a good voice. Welcome to the hobby. I hope you have many, many years of fun and learning, and then helping other people to learn, certainly with your background. So welcome to the net, and if you're ever interested, there's a couple of breakfasts that go on. The one that's closest to you is Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock over at the Uncasville Diner every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock over on Route 32 in Montville. I'd love to get a chance to meet you, or maybe you'll show up at one of the club meetings if you're ever so inclined. But no rush, no pressure. Enjoy the hobby. Ask questions. We're all pretty friendly. And, we have a lot of fun. Even on this net, it's not always serious stuff. It's okay to have enjoyment. So, let me reset, gather my thoughts here. What everybody had to say, including Jerry. And stuff about modes. The only other thing I think about in modes, discussion about modes, a little bit unusual, figures coming from Maine, but full duplex mode. You don't hear too much of that, if ever, on amateur radio. I have used it just as a test, and I believe I've used it during a weather or Skywarn type net years ago when somebody was hearing one repeater but couldn't get into it, but I could hear them well on another repeater. Depending on how your antennas are laid out and what your radio situation is, it is possible and legal to do full duplex, but it's not something that is done a lot, probably because it's a little bit of a pain in the rear, but it can be fun to at least experiment with. So the other thing I was going to throw in, hello Radio Cat Phoebe, what do you want me to bring up? Nothing. Okay, she just wants a tummy rub. We don't talk about tummy rubs on this net. I'm very happy, and thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob, for the new foot switch. Let me reset. Since I've been a ham, which has been since 1981, not 1881, but 1981, I've always wanted a foot switch for operating, and I now have one for the HF rig. Of course, now I'm thinking, oh, how can I get a little switch and maybe switch it back and forth so I can decide whether I want to use it on VHF or HF. That's down the road. But, Bob, you've helped me answer one of my dreams here. It's working real well, and today I have not made any goof-ups like I was making last night on the traffic net, where instead of keying the 2-meter mic, I would stomp on the foot switch for HF and transmit. That didn't work too well. Luckily, the HF rig was turned off, but I sure felt foolish nonetheless. But it begs the question, accessories for your shack, for your operating, are there other accessories that people have obtained over the years for their amateur radio operating that they've found useful or not found useful, or accessories they're thinking about getting? I've just discussed a foot switch, but it could be, well, like Steve, he's setting up a tower and those kinds of things. It could be books for the ham shack. It could be computer screens or clocks. We've talked a little bit about clocks on the net. Hey, maybe it's a little refrigerator for the ham shack, whatever floats your boat. Any accessories for operating ham radio that you've found very useful or have thought about trying? KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for interjecting that, Kevin. Yes, accessories. Yeah, I mean, foot switch, headphones, maybe, you know, a full headset. Yeah, there's, you know, not to mention tuners and antennas. There's a plethora of stuff. But funny you did bring up foot switch, because I have one. Actually, well, I have one that I use as a foot switch. And, of course, looking at foot switches in catalogs, they want a lot of money for them. And hams, you know, even if we can afford it, we don't want to afford it. So, I have a foot switch here that is actually a knee switch. It's a knee switch from an old sewing machine, and I found it at some flea market, and I think I paid $1 for it, and cleaned up, you know, a little spray, a little burnishing on the contacts, and the thing works great. So I can, I got it mounted to a piece of plywood, and I can step on it and make my radio transmit. So, you know, not to mention all the other miscellaneous things of headsets and so on. So a lot of good stuff out there. So, let's get on to Bob, K1RMN, and find out what he has to say about accessories and anything else. K1DCT in the tip stand.
Hi, this is K1RMN. Accessories. Seeing as how I just got back from Hamvention down in Orlando, I got to see a lot of accessories, most of which I couldn't afford, but that's okay. Let's see, let me look around the shack here. I've got the foot switch. I've got the boom mic on the big Heil boom, which is a great accessory because now both hands are free. I've got the computer. I think that's a big accessory, whether you're running a logging program or I run Ham Radio Deluxe, like some other fellas, that controls the radio, the rig, as well as the logging software. Kind of makes it all automatic. So I've got accessories for that. And, wow, accessories. I've got an antenna analyzer, SWR meters, and way too much stuff downstairs on the workbench that I pull out every once in a while. But, yes, plenty of accessories. Always see things in a catalog, and I'm getting to the point now where I'm like, I don't really think I need that. One good accessory is the, let me reset. Yes, one good accessory I have is an MFJ digital clock with local and UTC time on it. It synchronizes to a standard clock signal, so every once in a while it goes out and it stays pretty darn accurate, which is very, very helpful. And I myself just want to welcome KC1MTZ Griffin to the radio community. I'm the president of Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. We meet up in Montville, and we met actually last night was our monthly meeting. We have programs at the beginning of each of our meetings. We have people come in and talk about different aspects of radio, and then we have a short business meeting. And you are certainly welcome to come. Again, it was mentioned the breakfast on Saturday, and there's a breakfast tomorrow morning up at the Old Town restaurant. The Saturday one is in Uncasville at the Uncasville Diner. But lots to do. There's three primary clubs close by, and then there's other ones around. I suggest that you find the locations and take a ride to their meetings and check them out, see if they are of interest to you. And then if you decide to commit, it's a great way to find an Elmer, somebody to help you. And I'm a systems engineer, so I understand the fun part of the electronics. So I'm glad you're here with us. With that, K, this is K1RMN, back to net control.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you. Yes, plenty of accessories. Yeah, I forgot about antenna analyzers, and all the toys. You got to have all the toys. Well, I say it makes life a lot easier when you want to figure out what your antenna is doing or not doing, and so on and so forth. So let's see what Chuck wants to interject here about accessories or maybe some more mode stuff. W1FJW, K1DCT in the tips net.
Well, I've got a lot of accessories. I have a full headset for long nets. They're convenient because, like the boom mic, you have both hands free, and unlike the boom mic, you can move around a little bit and reach for things and still keep on talking if you have that talent. I'm working on it. I don't like it if it goes too long because your ears get warm and itchy and you can't really scratch your ears with a full headset on. And when you sneeze, you have another whole set of problems. One of my other favorite accessories is a Rig Blaster plug and play. I keep it tied to the radio here so that I can check the, by using a scope program on the computer, I can check the sound and the CTCSS levels of the repeaters and stuff, and that's good. And I like antenna switches. They're convenient and save the risk when you don't have to connect and disconnect cables. But the accessory I use the most is a little three-sided paper prism. And on one side it says W1FJW. On the next side it says N1NW. And on the third side it says outside antennas disconnected. That way I can run a net and get the call sign right, depending upon whether it's a club net or it's just me. And when I disconnect the antennas, I can flip the sign that way, and I know why the radio's not working the next day. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, very good, Chuck. Yes, well, on my HF rig, when I disconnect the antenna, when I'm done for the day, I hang it down in front of the bench so I can clearly see that it's disconnected. And so I feel comfort that there's not going to be any sort of electrical impulse getting in, at least that way. I'm going to take a quick little break here and just see if there are any additional check-ins. At this point, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and this is your net control for this evening. My name is Dave, and my call sign is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango.
This is. Kilo Bravo 1 Romeo Alpha Yankee Mark in Groton.
Here's. Whiskey 1 Joey Oscar Papa, John in Groton.
Alright, very good. Recognize KB1RAY Mark and W1JOP John. Thanks for joining in this evening. Topics so far have been modes, whether you like, you know. You can talk about modes that you like or dislike. We've also been talking about accessories. So we'll get to you in a second. We'll get down to NK1V. Steve, any further comments about anything we've talked about so far? K1DCT in the tip stand.
NK1V. I sure do like Chuck's idea of the three-sided prism and leaving the messages on it. I have to do little notes like that here and there, and I have little tags that for my where I disconnect my antennas and stuff, so I make sure. Actually, I am smart enough now to switch over the radio to a dummy load when I have my big radio when that one's disconnected, just in case. A quick update on my tower situation. There was some looming issues with one of the neighbors with property, not in what I was doing, but where I was doing it. I have personally resolved that. I've verified and checked and GPSed and checked and actually found all the necessary markers and stuff. So it's no longer a big issue. I am going to press forward. But I also opened up my grounding book from the ARL there, and instead of just thinking I knew what I was doing, I opened that back up and read back through the whole part on that, and it was kind of like a smack in the back of the head, because I really need to focus a little bit more on some of my lightning protection for something like a tower. Let me reset. Start doing that, three nice legs with multiple rods headed out, and the whole deal. So I'm going to do that because it kind of made me a little bit nervous after actually rereading it. So I've got groundwork, a lot of groundwork to do, and I'm also working on a cubic quad antenna down in the basement on the rainy days. And so I got plenty of little projects involved with it. I am ahead of my schedule, my goal, but I think it'll still be early summer before it's up in the air. Back to net and K1B.
All right, fine business, Steve. Glad to get the update and that you worked through whatever issues. And yeah, you know, it's a big project. You don't want to rush into things. So best to, you know, how's that old saying go? I don't know, something about the first time or the second time. It'll come to me maybe later. I'll probably wake up at 2 in the morning, you know, pop into my head. So anyway, let's see what Jerry has to say. KC1 KLW. Any further comments this evening? K1 DCT.
KC1 KLW. Yes. Guess what? I got a question. What would be the best method to disconnect an antenna from the radio? Being new to the hobby, I'm open to any suggestion that might come along. KC1 KLW, back to net.
All right, Jerry. Well, fine. Of course, obviously, disconnecting, you know, to do a total disconnect is 100%, but, you know, a lot of people don't like to do that. I think Steve mentioned driving it to a dummy load, which most tuners have some sort of bypass mode, so you can hook up a dummy load. So there's varying ways. So let's get down to the list and see what people have to say. KC1MPZ, K1DCT in the TIPSnet. Any input on this, Griffin?
This is KC1MPZ. Not so much input on what Jerry just had to say, but I just wanted to say thank you guys for giving me such a warm welcome, and I'll definitely have to check out some of the clubs around the area. I had a question too, though, for anyone else coming up. So right now I have a pretty cheap HT unit that I'm using to transmit right now, but I'm looking to get a new mobile unit to put in my truck. But I was looking at the Yaesu FT2980R, but I'm not really sure if there's a better model out there or like some other stuff that I should be looking at. But thank you again for offering me such a warm welcome, all you guys. KC1MPZ, back to net.
All right, very good, Griffin. Well, you're certainly welcome here anytime. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to remember when we started out, we were, you know, in that situation where, yeah, we might have had a good background or not, and, you know, just looking for input. So I can't give you a lot of input on 2 meter. I don't know if you're looking for 2 meter or a dual band. I've heard a lot of good things. Most of those radios, Yaesu, Kenwood, ICOM, are all pretty good. I've also heard someone rave about the TYT TH9000 Delta. So it's a 2 meter only. So, you know, a lot of good rigs out there. Ask around, you know, if you see somebody that has, if you go to a club meeting or something, talk to people and see what they have in their vehicles. And I'm sure they'll let you try them out or, you know, push all the buttons. Let's get on to Mark, see if you have any input, anything we've talked about, modes, accessories, 2 meter radios, disconnecting, KB1RAY, K1DCT, in the TIPSnet.
KB1RAY. Well, I have been listening here since the top of the net. Spent most of the beginning of the net in the kitchen cooking some food for dinner and some lunch for tomorrow, so that's almost done here. As far as comments, let's see, modes. Most of my modes have been FM, both voice here on the repeaters, and I do a little bit of packet on VHF. Modes I want to try. Still want to get everything reset up on my on the HF side and try out FT8. I did finally move the connections and stuff for this radio over to the computer that I plan on having the software installed on. So making little bits of progress. Accessories. Let me reset here. Accessories is one of the things I'm still working on. I would definitely want to get some sort of a clock at some point. You know, instead of just the clock on the computer. I've had some issues with that. and I definitely do want to get rid of the hand microphone that this radio came with. I don't know where I'm going to head. I don't know if I'm going to get a boom mic or a desk mic or a headset or... I have no idea. But I know that I definitely want to get something else to operate the radio with. And as far as the mobile radios, I don't have a whole lot of experience on that, but I definitely recommend looking into the power requirements, both on the output side. If you need a radio that has a whole lot of output power, make sure you you include that in your list of requirements, and make sure the antenna, of course, that you're using is capable of that, and also the input side. So if you're going to be, wiring right to the battery and all that kind of stuff, make sure everything's good to go there. And something I did see, I'll reset one more time here. The first radio that I got after a handheld was actually a mobile radio. I had the FT, I believe it was 7900R. It's a dual band. And I had it here set up on the desk as a base. And what I found was kind of neat about it was that it had a detachable face. So the controls and the display were one place, and the radio itself was another place. of course, the cable connected them, but I found that to be kind of convenient. For my my setup that I had here at the time. With that, I'll send it back to Net Control, KB1RAY.
Hi, Mark. Yes, very good comments, particularly about the detachable head. That's, if you're going to get a mobile rig these days, cars... cars are not designed like they used to. There's not a lot of free space under the dashboard, if you will, to mount things like they used to be. So that detachable head, so you can mount the radio in, the trunk or back seat or somewhere, it makes a big difference. So great input. John, W1JOP, any comments this evening, K1DCT?
No, no real comments. I just got home from work, an hour ago now. I'm working on my own little project here, and getting frustrated while I do it. So... I'm going to turn it back to Nat, and hope everybody has a good evening. This is W1JOP.
All right, very good, John. Well, thanks for checking in. looking at the clock here, because I do have a clock in my ham shack. It shows both local time and Zulu. It's an analog clock, in case anybody cares. At this point, I will I'll throw it out there and see if anybody has any further input, particularly in the case of what Griffin asked about possible mobile rigs. Just call now and we can run through your comments. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
Hey, DJ.
All right, Kevin, come with your comments. K6PDG, K1DCT, and the TIPSnet.
Succinct, one for Griffin and one for Jerry. Griffin, pretty much what you've already heard, a lot of it's personal preference. In my case, and in a lot of Ham's cases, we like something that's fairly intuitive and easy to operate. For me, it's important because I'm visually impaired. That may not be as big a priority for you, given your background, but a lot of these radios are very similar. They put out 50 or maybe 60 watts on 2 meters. They put out 25 or maybe 30 watts on 440. And it's just a matter of what you like, so try a few different things, whether it's in the parking lot at the club meeting or going to the candy store and checking out a few of the radios and handling them or watching some YouTube videos. As you're already doing, ask questions. For Jerry, real quick. I don't do this. Maybe I should. There's a couple of schools of thought on that. But one way to do it is just a switch, a two-position switch. And when it's to the right, it's hooked up to the antenna, you throw the switch, and everything goes to ground. So that's probably the simplest way to do it. I think that's all I can contribute. I know you're under the gun with the time there, Dave. K6PDG.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's no pressing matter here. It's just we usually keep things to about an hour, and, you know, as things happen with me most times, things get out of hand. So, is anybody else? I'll make one last call. Anybody else have any other comments they wish to pass along in general or to someone specific? Please call now before we move on to the second section of the TIPSnet. This is your net control, K1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim in Uncasville.
Good evening, Tim. A little instant service for you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dave, very much for running the net this evening. Sounds like you got a good crowd there, and took me a lot longer to get situated, so I apologize for that. And Griffin, welcome to the hobby. KC1MPZ from KC1TWR. And yes, I agree with pretty much everything that everybody's been saying. And I get to a club or what have you, so you can, play with them just like when you're buying a car. You don't just go in the first dealership, pick the first car that you see. You take them for a test drive. You play with the knobs and dials and what have you and see what makes sense. Make sure the cup holder's in the right spot, that kind of thing. But that's about it. Thank you very much for letting me jump in here, Dave. Back to net control, KC1TWR.
Not a problem, Tim. My pleasure to jump in here. So at this point, we will move into the next section of the TIPSnet, which is about announcements and items of interest. And I know a couple of breakfasts have been mentioned, I believe, this Saturday, and somebody can check me on that. up in Marlborough, Massachusetts, which is just a little north and east of Worcester. At Marlborough, there's a school there. It's on the web, on the league website. There is a ham fest there, so if you're looking to get out of the house and go buy something, maybe you need one of these accessories that we've talked about, that could be a possibility. So at this point, is there anyone else that has an announcement about upcoming events and items of interest for amateur radio? This is K1DCT in the Tipsnet.
K6PDG.
All right, Kevin, K6PDG, go ahead with your comment.
That the school club's roundup goes until 7 p.m. local time on Friday. Good opportunity to support new hams, young people learning about the hobby in their schools, but it's also colleges, universities, tech schools, etc. All the details on the ARRL website, School Club Roundup is what it's called. Happens twice a year. The February one, as I say, goes until 7 p.m. Friday of this week. Help these guys out. Propagation on the HF bands has not really been stellar the last few days, so help them make some contacts. And a quick aside, my first school contact was a guy running 500 watts. Oh, yeah, he was at NFA. Oh, yeah, NFA is two blocks from my house. Propagation was perfect. KA6PDG.
Okay, well, I'm glad he could reach you on 500 watts, cover that, what is it, maybe quarter mile. Very good. At this point, we'll move to the third section, which is for anyone wishes to swap, sell, or seeking amateur-related items. Please call now with your call sign. This is K1DCT in the Tipsnet. All right, nothing heard. This is last call. We're going to turn the lights up, put the bar stools on top of the bar. This is K1DCT with the Tipsnet. Are there any additional check-ins, comments? Please call now. All right, well, that was last call. The doors are open, the lights are on, bar stools are up on the bar. We're gonna close the net at this time. I wanna thank all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. Thanks to all who stood by while the net was conducted. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, has a meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office on 1031, that's 1031, Route 32 in Montville. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. and open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.org. We thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. I thank all those that checked in, and a particular welcome to Griffin, KC1MPZ. Hope you stop back again. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 7-3.